Today we're going to learn Daf Ches Amud Aleph of Masechta Avodah Zarah. We are holding at the Mishnah on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. So let us begin with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, up until now we've been discussing the issue of doing business with Ovdei Kochavim around the times of their holidays, their festivals. So our Mishnah is going to discuss which days are considered festivals. These are their festivals: Kalanda, Visatrunura, Vikartisim, Vyom Kinusya Shalmalchem. So Kalanda is an 8-day festival after the Tkufas Teves. Satrunya is an 8-day festival before Tkufas Teves. Kartisim is the day that Rome took over, controlled the entire world. Yom Kinusya Shalmalchem is the day of the beginning of the Malchus of any of the Malchi of the Kochavim, that they make it into a festival every year to celebrate. V'yom Aleda, the day that of a king's birth. V'yom Amisa, the yahrzeit of a king. Divrei Meir, that's the sheet of Remeir. Those are the festivals. V'cham momrim kol misa sheyesh basreifa yesh b'avod kochavim. When it's a death that they burnt something for the honor of the king, so that's considered a death that when they memorialize that death, that's where there's avodah zarah involved. But shein basreifa, ein b'avod chavim. If they're not burning anything, they're not burning the king's personal effects, then there's not going to be avodah zarah involved. Aval yom teglachas akana, the day that they shaved the beard, which they would do once in a while for avodah zarah. Ubalariso, the day that they cut the chup of the hair that they would grow l'shem avodah zarah. V'yom shalom b'minyan, the day that they were saved from drowning at sea. V'yom shematzim beis hasurin, the day that they got out of jail. Avod chavim shasim mishta lebino, or an avod chavim who makes a party for his son's wedding. Eino aser ela osu yom v'osu ish b'vad. Then only that person and on that particular day is aser, but it's not going to be aser 3 days in advance. It's not going to be a broader issue that includes more people. So the Mishnah just highlights which days are considered real full-fledged Yomi Dehem, and which ones are not really Yomi Dehem, are only also for that individual and for that day. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav, it says the Gemara, Kalanda Shmoniyam Machar Tkufa, Satrunura Shmoniyamim Levnei Tkufa. Like we mentioned, Kalanda is the 8 days following Tkufas Teves, Satrunura is the 8 days prior to Tkufas Teves, Vesimanach, and the way to remember which one is which is Achar V'Kedem Tzratani, that we mention Achar before we mention Kedem, that we mention the later one before we mention the earlier one for some reason. When Adam Rishon saw that the days were getting shorter, Omar, Oili, Shema Bishvil Shesarachti, Olam Chashuch Vadi. He said, Oive, what's going on? Maybe because I did an Avera, the world is all turning dark for me. Chozel Tovavo, and it's going to go, Chozel Tovavo, it's going to go back to nothingness. Vizui Misa Shnikasalim and Hashemayim, and this is the Misa that Hashem said that because of my sin that I'm going to have to suffer. Because Hashem said, Ad Shuvcha L'Adama, this is it, it's happening now. Amad V'yashav Shmoni Yom B'Tainis, he spent 8 days fasting, B'Tfila, and davening that the Gezerah should be removed. Kivan Sharat Tkufas Teves, once Tkufas Teves happened, which is the shortest day of the year, and then things turn around. V'ra Yom Shemarich V'alich, and he saw that every day was getting a little bit longer. Amar Min Hagash Alolam, who he says, must be that this is the way Hashem created the world to run. Halach Vasa Shmoni Yom Tovim, so he made 8 days of a festival, the Shana Acheres. When those same 8 days came up the next year, Asan Leilu Leilu Yom Tovim, he even made the 8 days prior to Tkufas Teves Yantiv. It's almost like the Tainus Esther, right? That you have a Tainus Esther where to commemorate the fact that that we were so nervous, but then there was a salvation. So he made the 8 days prior that was so nerve-wracking for him as part of the festival. Hu kavan l'shem shemayim. So he was kaveh this festival l'shem shemayim. Behem kavaum l'shem avodas kachavim. But they were kaveh l'shem avodas zara. So bishlam man yamar b'tishrei nivraol. And this makes sense if you say that the world was created in Tishrei. Yom ezuta chaza, yom arichei akati lo chaza. That would explain why in his experience prior to Tkufas Teves, he's only seen short days. He's never seen long days. Al-Magar ben Nisan Nivralam, if you hold that the world was created in Nisan, so he had already lived through a whole summer. Ha-Chazal Yamazut Ev Yom Yarichei, he saw the days get longer and get shorter. So says Gemara, the Havizut Kulehai Lo Chazal, but he never saw them get quite that short, because if his life just started in Nisan, he missed the shortest days until Tkufas Teves. So main point over here, Adam Rishon initially set up a Yom Tov 8 days before and 8 days after Tekufas Teves to celebrate the fact that he wasn't dying, that the world wasn't coming to an end. But then the Ovdei Chavim did it l'shem Avodah Zarah. Tan Rabbanan, Yom Shenivra Bo Adam Rishon, the day that Adam Rishon was created, Kimon Sheshakol Avchama Omer Oili Bishvil Shosrachti. When the sun set, he said, Oy, this is happening to me because of my sin. Olam Chashuch Badi, so the world is turning dark for me. V'yachzor Olam Tov Avo, it must be turning back to nothingness. V'zui Misa Shenikvus Olam in Hashemayim, this is the Misa that I'm being punished with in Hashemayim. Hayoshiv v'tainus u'bocha kol alayla. So he fasted all night and cried all night. V'chava bocha kenegdo, and Chava cried with him. Kivan shalom minashachar, but once on minashachar came Amar min hagashalolam, he says, ah, this must be the way the world works, that there's sunrise and sunset. Amat v'hikrav shor shakarnav kodman l'parsosav. So he brought a shor that was created during Sheshes Mei Breishes, that when it came out of the ground, its head came out first, meaning it wasn't born like a normal ox, it grew from the ground. That my tefillah should be as good and merutzah l'fnei Hashem more than a shor that the Adam Harishon brought, which was makrin mafris. What was unique about the shor that Adam Harishon brought was it was horns first and then hooves. So that was the carbon that he chose to bring. Amar Vidam Shmuel, Shor Sheker of Adam Rishon, Karen Achas Haisalah Mitzcho. The Shor that Adam Rishon brought was a unicorn. Shenemar Vititav Lashem Mishor Par Makriv Mafris, because it says that Makrin Mafris, rather. Only a Makrin, it means only a single horn. It says, what are you talking about? Makrin Tarti Mashma. Makrin implies that there were two horns. So Amar Vidam Mitzchok Mikaren Ksiv. It's written without a yud, as if it meant only a single horn. The main point, two things about the shor that Adam Marishon brought, that its horns came out before its hooves, because it was from the Sheshes Mei Breishes, and that it had only one horn. By Rav Masna, Romi Shasa Kalanda, V'kola Yeros HaSmuchas L'Mishtab Dusla, Osan Yeros HaSurus HaMutaros. If you have a celebration for Tekufas Teves, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, in Rome, and the neighboring cities are Meshubad to Rome, they have to pay taxes to Rome, so is it Asur Mutar to do business with them in around the holiday season? Rav Shubban Levi Amar Kalanda Asura L'Kolhi, that it's Asur to do business with all the of the Chavim that have any sort of connection to the Yomayit. No, it's only Asr with those who actually worship that Avodah Zarah. Tanakava said Rabbi Yochanan, Af Pisham Romishasa Kalanda Kalayar Smuch Slamish Tabdusla, he Atme in Asura El of Deha Bilvad. Even though we said that when the Romans make this festival, all the cities around it have to pay taxes to it and provide whatever its needs are for the festival, the Isr of Masu Matan on the day of the Kalanda is only with those who actually do that Avodah Zarah, not with those who are Meshubah to it. So you see, Beferish the Brisa Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa continues, Citronalia, which is the Citronura that's mentioned in the Mishnah, Vikartesim, which was the day that Rome took over the world, Vyom Gnusya Shalachayim, the day of the beginning of the Malchus, of the Ovdicham Yom Shaham Humlach Bo Melech, the day that someone was anointed as a king, Lefan of Asr, the days prior to it are Asr to do business with them, Acher of Mutter, the days following it are Mutter. But when the Ovid Chavim makes a party for his son's wedding, then only that Ovid Kochavim and only that day is Aser. So the Gemara brings a raya that Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Amar Ravashi Afananami Tanina. We also have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan that someone who makes an ayid is Aser, but the people who are Meshubad to the town that makes the ayid are Mutter. Your Mutter do business with them. Tekatani Yom Tegla. We said that the day that he does his shaving or his cutting off his baloris hair, or the day that he was saved from drowning, or the day that he got out of jail, only that day and that man is Aser. So Bishlama Osayom, I get why only that day is Aser. La Fuke Lefan of Lachrav, you're trying to teach me, not the days prior and not the days following. Ella Oso Ish, La Fuke Mai. Of course only that man. What else? Who else would you? It's obvious that you're allowed to do business with other goyim who did not have those similar highly personal experiences that day. No, lav lafuke mishabadav. Oh, must be telling us that you would have thought that those who are mishubad to that man are included. Shema mina. So we see Rabbi Yochanan is correct that on a festival, those who celebrate the festival are included in the Isser. Those who are mishubad to those who celebrate the festival are not included in the Isser. So main point over here, we have machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, whether those who are mishubad to those cities that are meshubad to the ones who actually make the festival are also, you're also not allowed to do business with. And we have a couple of brisos that support Rabbi Yochanan's shita that only the city itself that does the Avodah Zarah has an isser of doing business with them. Tanya, we have another brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz ovdei avodas chavim b'tarehin. A stunning statement that Jewish people who live in amongst goyim and chutz la'aretz, they're considered as if they're ovdei avodah zarah without even realizing it. Ketzad ovid chavim shasa mishta l'bino. I'll give an example, says the brisa. An ovid chavim makes a party for his son's wedding. V'zimein kol yehudim shebiro. He invites all the Jews in his city. Afal pisha ochlin mishalehen. Even though they're all eating their own food that they brought, vishosin mishalehen, they're drinking their own food, vishamashalehen omid the flame, it's their own waiter that's serving them, it's a Jewish waiter, malaleim akasav kilu achlu mizivchei mesim, we consider it as if they ate from karbonos of avodah zarah. It's called zivchei mesim. Shenemar, pasuk says when they came into Eretz Canaan and they were not allowed to connect with the goyim, it says pen tichros bris liyoshev haaretz, and it says vizavchei lehem v'karalecha v'achalta mizivcho. So says Marvei, maybe the issue is only if you eat from the zevach of the Ovid Chavim. It says v'achalta mizivcho, but maybe a Jew is allowed to eat his own food when he's there. So Amarav imkei nemakrat v'achalta mizivcho my v'karlecha. Why does the pasuk have to add the phrase v'karlecha that they invite you? So you see, mishas kriya already from the time of the invitation, there's already an iser that's already considered as if you ate from the zevach of the Ovid Chavim hilkach, and therefore it would turn out since Yisrael is not allowed to partake in the Su'udah, like the Su'udah Shal HaChashverosh, Kol Tos Nyom, in the entire 30 days after the kid gets married, or the child of the Ovid Chavim gets married, if he invites you to a Su'udah, Bein Amalei Machmas Hilula, Bein Lo Amalei Machmas Hilula, whether on the invitation it says to celebrate my kid's wedding or not, Osir, you're not allowed to go, it's a celebration of the wedding. Mikan Ve'elech, after 30 days, Yamalei Machmas Hilula, Osir, Vila Amalei Machmas Hilula Shari. It's only going to be Osir if he actually says explicitly that it's for the sake of the wedding. Well, how long after the wedding would it still be considered a celebration of the wedding if he says that it's a celebration of the wedding? Even that has a limit. It's only up until 12 months. And prior to the chuppah of the Ovid Chavim, when is it considered asur? From the time that they put the barley into the barrels to do the beer making. So when they start really getting ready for the wedding, that's when any party they might be having might be a celebration of that wedding. Is it true that after 12 months it's automatically going to be mutter? Rav Yitzchak Pared went to the house of a certain Ovid Chavim Basar Treso Yachishat, and it was more than a year after the wedding. V'shamei da'odei, and he heard that the Ovid Chavim was molded to the Avodah Zarah on the Kavod, that he got to host Rabbi Yitzchak at a Simcha, u'perish v'lo achal, so he refused to eat. So you see that even more than 12 months later, they're still partying as a result of the wedding. Says Mar Shani Rav Yitzchak Breder Mishashia, Adam Chashav. Yeah, that's because it was Rav Yitzchak Breder Mishashia. He's such an Adam Chashav that you would still be partying on his account more than 12 months later. So main point over here, when an Ovid Chavim invites you to a feast that is and you partake, even if you're not eating from the zevach, if you partake, it's like being Ovid Avodah Zarah B'Tahara, and therefore you can't attend a wedding or a party in honor of a wedding up until 12 months after the wedding itself. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the two dots on the Chesamid base.